platform itself. You can also send us questions through there. And so love covers all crimes. Love, please.
Yes, we feel either distancing, resistance, opposition, what we call crimes, our ego that is standing between us, if we're aware of it or even notice it, there's rejection, distancing, or we feel the attraction and closeness to one another, and indeed we can to feel together both the distancing and the connection. It is truly a great art, and we acquire specifically through the spiritual process, and it's not simple. However, we need to be aware of it. Those who even prepare food, they know that you need to add, even if it's sweet, you add a little bit of bitter to it, something which is the opposite, in order to emphasize the sweetness, and to the opposite.
Crembo.
If you make a crembo, sweet thing, you add a cognac to it or whiskey, so we are not capable of feeling only one thing, but always something, and it's opposite. We talked about it as the advantage of light out of darkness. Little children, they usually like only one thing, only sweet. But we already want to feel these two things together. Something hot, spicy, and then the opposite. And also in our life, we feel that if we have such nice, good states, love, without any limitations, without any criticism, something is missing. Something is missing. The love cannot hold on to anything unless we also have there some gripping points for rejection and other calculations. This is why we always have to add to the sweet, bitter, in order to specifically emphasize that sweet taste. This is how we are built. It comes from the foundation of creation, that we are the opposite of the Creator. And in order to feel Him, along with that, we have to feel ourselves, and from ourselves, feel Him. Otherwise, we will have no sensation of anything. We cannot attain something that exists outside of us, but only on the condition that its qualities enter into us, and together with us, with our own qualities, as it says, the Lord has created one opposite the other, this is how we attain things. This is why this rule of that love covers all crimes, when that we speak of love as the purpose of the of our development, the purpose of our correction. So on the way to applying love, we need to discover all the crimes that exist, that the Creator had prepared for us, in order for us to attain love in its wholeness. And if it is so, then
we begin with item 15 from Abash, from the article concerning above reason. I heard that Baal Sulam said that the only thing that can help a person emerge from self-love and be rewarded with the love of the Creator is the love of friends. Hence, I have no choice but to bond with those friends, although, in my view, I would be better off staying away from them and avoid bonding with them. However, I have no choice, and I must believe above reason that, indeed, all the friends are at a high degree, But I cannot see their virtue with my eyes. This is why he must believe above reason. But when he sees the merit of the friends within reason, he can certainly derive great benefits from the friends.
We do not choose our friends. As Bala Sulam explains to us that the Creator brings a person to the good faith and he says, take that. And the way it works out, it may seem to you that you choose them this way, that way, but following all of your decisions, following behind all of these actions is the Creator and he's arranging us. And so all we have to do is to grow stronger in whatever we get, whatever falls into our hands. And that way we will advance towards connection, up to love. And of course, it will happen upon all the crimes on the path. The thing is that if we want to advance quickly, then all of our states, we have to calculate them with respect to connection or disconnection between us in the ten. More closer, or if we have less, we're farther away, we're in disconnection, in opposition, only with respect to that, and as internally as possible. Then in such a way, it will help us greatly to advance on the way to the goal. With each and every thing, if we calculate it according to the closeness or distance between the friends, in which manner does it happen, and accordingly, we will discover very quickly the Creator's attitude to us and the way He is teaching us the foundations of the connection that we have to acquire in order to reach the system of Adam HaRishon. This is why the more we will detect each and everything that it depends on us, that it relates to the connection between us, we will be able to reach a state where whatever happens in the world depends on the connection between us. And only through connection between us, we will be able to correct the world. As much as in the connection between us, we will give the Creator room to control, the world will become more corrected. Between us, it means in the ten. Later on, we will expand the ten to ten tens, a thousand tens. It doesn't matter, a million or a billion tens, but nevertheless it will be felt in us as a single ten. And as much as we will detect, we'll discover that between us exists the Creator with greater concealment or greater revelation, greater concealment, again, greater revelation. In such a way, we will feel this pulse, the spiritual life, that in such a way of contraction and expansion. By this, we will feel ourselves as advancing more and more towards unity between us and connection with the Creator. Think about these words. I didn't hear all the words.
What do we call crimes in the ten?
Crimes in the ten, we mean that we discover how much there is distancing, rejection, and not accepting each other, not understanding each other. It is the opposite of what, well, how we need to be as one man in one heart.
And can I ask about covering, the act of covering, as opposed to ignoring or forgiving? What is that act?
That we do not erase anything negative that exists between us, because specifically through that, if we cover it, not letting go of it, not moving away from it, not to move away, to distance yourself from it, but only to cover it, accordingly, we discover what is the essence of that force of connection. It's like you have something, some shape, and you only coat it. You cover it. So you get the shape from the thing in itself. Let's say you have there all kinds of forms of shapes made of from sand. And above it, you throw some
bud.
A piece of cloth, yes. And then what is important for you is these shapes, these curves. We get all the shapes, all the forms, not from the upper force, but from ourselves, from our will to receive. It is called matter. And we only put upon it a correct coating, correct cover. So there is resistance and collision, the opposite form in between the two of them, between the matter itself and whatever covers it. So these crimes, when they're covered by us, they become positive. But we have to have a hold, a grip on both of them. And the more we advance, we have matter that is more cruel, brutal, opposite, contradictory, conspicuous. And against it, we should also have a cover that will cover it with all the nuances, all the subtleties, all the tiniest forms that exist in the matter. And it's not that they should leave each other, but rather we should be not like little children. We do want to be in hatred and love together, so that in between the two of them, we discover their upper source. As it says, the maker of light and the creator of darkness. This is the creator himself.
And then you start seeing good things in the difficulties, that it's good to have these hardships.
Of course, to begin with, we have to approach it this way. Yes? This is why we have the time of preparation, that we need to prepare ourselves to relate to each and everything that its source is. There is none else besides him. It is the creator himself. There is no other. And it all comes from him only. And it's only in order for us to reach our wholeness and attain him through that. The creator for us, the name Bore, is come and see. When you connect the darkness and the light together into a single source, then you discover him in this way, from the two opposite qualities.
You told about growing stronger. What are the signs of growing stronger, and what does that have to do with coming closer and the signs of coming closer? So, what does that mean, coming closer? What does it mean, going stronger?
To come closer means that with every step, if I feel that I'm moving away, I turn it into a step by which I'm coming closer. The Creator distances me, he rejects me, pushes me one step back, he adds to my egoistic will to receive, confusions, bad states, bad relations between us, and specifically through that, above it, I come closer to him. I take a step forward. And this is how we come closer. The more they add to us in the overview, the coarseness, above it specifically, we come closer to the refinement. That's the way. And this is why we remain created beings. However, we become similar to the Creator. We put upon ourselves a cover so that this cover is the Creator. We, as we say, we clothe in Him.
Yeah, and Raf, what does it mean then to become stronger? Because coming closer could also mean feeling weaker. So what does stronger mean?
Stronger is שאנחנו
closer
לא נופלים,
means that we do not fall, we do not move. We realize that it is the Creator who is playing with us, and we hold each other. We are built in such a way in the ten that we can always have the understanding, the awareness that we are in an exercise with the Creator in such a way, just like they teach a baby to walk. This is how He is teaching us to come closer to Him, to take upon ourselves more and more His form in all kinds of different manners. So for the time being, we need to, well, we can't yet, but later on we have to detect in each and every descent, falling, a conflict, a fight, whatever we go through, we have to feel that out of that, what is the next form that we have to attain in coming closer, in embracing? That's our work. And there's a lot written about it. And that's it. Try to be each time in the right direction towards.
Доброе утро, Раф. Доброе утро, мировой Кли. Вы сказали, что мы должны соизмерять наше продвижение.
Good morning, Raf, World Kli. You said that we need to measure our advancement towards the ten of the Creator.
It
is revealed according to the connection between us. As much as we are far away from Him, we feel that we have a distance between us, and we have a distance between us and the Creator. If we come closer to Him, we come closer to each other. This is how we need to try to feel ourselves. Just like in our world, we get accustomed to all kinds of emotional phenomena. It's this way or that way. This is how it is with the Creator. He needs to appear to us as being revealed out of the connection between us. The more we're connected, we feel Him more. We move farther away, He disappears.
Начинает раскрываться больше.
And if I feel,
ну, или больше по количеству, или по качеству, это как это,
that it's revealed through that more egoistic desires are revealed, is it a sign that something?
Yes, if I discover more egoistic qualities in me, it's a sign that the Creator is awakening us in order for me to correct them. That's it. Love covers all crimes. The more we have crimes, it is a sign that I'm capable of covering them with love.
There's another point here. As soon as I touch it, I fall.
I don't know what you mean by you touch it or you don't touch it. Try not to disconnect from the friends as much as possible. Realistically feel the connection between you. And then in the connection between you, out of the connection between you, you discover the Creator. Rav, good morning. If I have a feeling that besides the ten, I feel a very strong force on me that is constantly pulling me to corporeality. And I want to pray now through the ten to the Creator that He will pull me back from there. So, to whom precisely do I pray? Where do I pray? I can ask from Moses to help me. Rav, whom? What which force do I ask that he will? First of all, you need to find the center of your connection, of the friends. Without having it,
I find it.
You do find it? Okay, so from it onward, you have to search for what contact you have with the upper force, with the Creator. He is the one who is establishing the group. He arranged you. And now you are trying to unite the group through your inner efforts. And then you turn to Him. Perform this sequence of actions from me to the 10 and out of the 10 to connection and from the connection between us to the Creator. And he will see that it is working. It becomes revealed.
So that's a certain part, that's a thing that I aim for?
I didn't hear you.
Is there a certain part of the Creator that I need to aim towards through the 10?
I don't know what you mean, a certain part, specific part in the Creator. I'm not familiar with specific parts in the Creator. I only know one thing. From our connection in the group, I try to turn to Him, that He is the one who is establishing the group for us. He's connecting between us, so I turn to that same force of connection that built the group, and I turn to Him as a father. He built us, our soul, our connection in the 10, it comes from Him. To the extent that I'm connected with the friends in the 10, into a kli, a vessel of the soul, then I search who is our source, and then I turn to Him. From there, I have access to Him. This is how we turn. Everybody uses them. I want something that is closer to my inner feeling, even without words. It's just, it's between us, so we have to assign to them some some symbols, some name. Again, I'm telling you, I have no possibility except through the love of people to reach the love of the Creator. I'm not talking about the degree of love now, but through from connection between people to connection with the Creator. As much as I depict to myself that we are connected between us internally, there, I try to discover the force, the source, our higher source. It created us, it is connecting us, it is sustaining us, and we, on our side, from below upward, can come to Him this way and discover Him. Emotionally, through inner efforts, as much as possible, between us and to Him. This is what we have to do.
No. Continue, Rav, please, with your permission.
Yes, go ahead.
So we raise a prayer. What is the address to which we raise the prayer? The Creator? A feeling from this world, of the corporeal reality.
Well, first of all, if I connect with the 10, then I'm already connected to spirituality. I don't yet depict it clearly, openly, in a revealed way, but it is spirituality already. Even if now we're sitting and we have no spiritual force that is working between us as bestowal above reason, faith above reason, we don't have it, but we want it to be, we try to get closer to it. Already, we're learning how to walk spiritually, so that below will be our ego, and above it, nevertheless, we want to reach connection in spite of the ego, in spite of the rejection. We do not erase the rejection. We know that the ego is the whole matter of creation. And from it, we start to exist. And all the time, the more we will exist, the ego will grow and we will be above it. And in the gap between the egoistic form and the altruistic form in between us, this is how our spiritual stature, spiritual level, is measured. And this is how we advance. We try to be more and more in it, and the more we will think about it, we will feel ourselves as being in it more and more. Of course, we get confused, we make mistakes, we fall and get up. 1,000 times shall the righteous fall and get up. This is how it is. That's the way. And we are already in it. And look how much we have already a clear direction from one day to the next, and more understanding and more feeling, and we already have mutual support. We are in very advanced spiritual states. Of course, it is still in darkness, with lack of seeing, but the vision will not be like in corporeal sight, it will be spiritual sight, as much as we, in our faith, in rising above the ego, that we don't want to look at things egoistically, but through connection and love, we want to see. Through connection and love, we want to see the world. This is how we will advance. And it is before us. I hope that truly, even before we will reach the Congress, we will start to feel those spiritual steps that we are going through practically. I have no doubt that the advancement is correct and it's massive and very intensive. Very powerful.
Thank you, Ab.
Just don't let go. And try throughout the day to do exercises. Each and every one. Even if it doesn't connect with the others. Or communicate with the others.
Unity.
Повтори.
Куда направить наслаждение от растворения в товарищах?
Рахли Боре.
Where to aim the pleasure we get from melding into the ten?
Only through the Creator. Only through the connection between us we can turn to the Creator, and then through the connection between us. As much as we're capable of detecting Him, we turn to the Creator, and we turn to Him, we transmit to Him all of our heartfelt emotion. As much as we're capable of it, in the good and in the bad, each and everything, ascribe it to Him. Even if we feel bad, through the connection between us, the negative connection even, right? Turn to Him. If it's good between us, through that good connection between us, that good feeling, also turn to Him all the time. Israel, the light, or the Torah and the Creator should be in us. It has to be in a single point in the center of the ten. There is the connection between us and with the Creator, and it's permanent. It exists. That's it. At that point, the three things, we as one, right? Our connection with the Creator and the Creator Himself, Israel, the light, or the Torah and the Creator. Why is there a difference between the Torah and the Creator? Because the Torah teaches us there is the Creator and His attitude to us, how the Torah teaches us how to advance, how to walk, and there is us. And in the connection between us, we try to go forward according to His guidelines, His directions. This is how it is. These three things, try to have them constantly. And then we will advance correctly and quickly.
Yeah. Bueno, parece que ya contestó esta pregunta. Es el centro de.
Now, it seems you already answered this question.
Es el centro de la escena.
But the center of the ten. Now, how can I focus on the center of the ten?
Hace unos momentos acerca de otra palabra que nos acostumbramos.
Through maybe words, concepts such as what you described a few moments ago, we've gotten used to this word already, the center of the ten. Maybe you can explain it in a more emotional way. The matter of the center of the ten, we discuss it in many ways, but it's well, that's what we need.
I'm grateful to you for the question. Our veteran, loyal friend, it is truly a very important question. The center of the ten, it's all the connection between us and from us to the Creator. The center of the ten is that point from which the Creator relates to the created beings. The center of the ten is that place where He exists as Boe, come and see, so that we can discover Him. The center of the ten is His attitude, His relation to the created beings. Before that, He's abstract, and we don't know in what form He Himself exists. We have no possibility to attain that. And this is why the center of the ten should constantly be as our goal. That to it we are constantly drawn. We see it before us that whatever we do, we should relate all of it to the center of the ten, the darkness that increases and the light that intensifies, all of these things. It is all in the center of the ten. It's like birds who bring the food, some leaf to their nest. This is how we should constantly add in the center of the ten. We should gather all of our discernments, the negative ones and the positive ones, measure everything. How does it distance between us? And that also is for the better, for the good, because it adds coarseness to us. And how through that we come closer. When we build on top of it a screen and connection, until the connection between us will be sufficient, and the Creator will be revealed. And actually, that actually He exists both in establishing the coarseness between us, the distancing, on the degrees of coarseness, Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Daled, and also the connection between us, the screen on top of it, also Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Daled. And according to that, in between this and that, between the coarseness and the refinement, we will start to attain Him. Because we already have these two forms that bring us this concept of Bo'ue, come and see. We have disconnection and we have connection, concealment and revelation. And this is how we discover the connection between us from these two things, where love covers all crimes, and this is how we will discover the Creator. Only out of these two opposite things. Can you hear me, Rab?
Yes.
Well, we learned that the correction is only in the ten. How does it happen when we connect it into one desire, as one man in one heart? Does reality take on a spiritual form when we connect? Or
yes, immediately when we connect as one man in one heart, on the degree of Shoresh root, even we begin to feel ourselves to be a spiritual embryo. Yes.
So the question is, out of that, do we as a ten build a new spiritual perception about the egoistic one, or does the whole world get on a new perception, take on a new perception?
The world is what we feel. The world has no form but for that which we give it. If we reach a connection between us, which is above reason on the coarseness degree of Shoresh, root, we immediately feel ourselves.
sensation d'amertume, quels sont les dégâts qu'elle peut provoquer dans la dizaine et comment l'éviter?
The feeling of bitterness, what kind of harm can it create in the ten? And how can we prevent this feeling?
The feeling of bitterness should bring about joy. Because I attribute it to the group and the creator so that I advance above it. And so I don't see in anything bad that is revealed in the world something which is harmful. The opposite, all the bad things, is everyone listening? All the bad things which appear in reality, all these things happened during the time of the shattering of the vessels and their fall. And now, when they come to be corrected, they are rising out of that fall so that we will correct them. And so their revelation, their appearance, should bring us joy. And of course we feel a burdening of the heart, we feel bad. As Baal HaSulam writes, this was caused by the holiness of the day, meaning that now I need to be glad because I'm discovering all these bad thoughts, these egoistic qualities and states. I discover how I am, and if I discover them, if they're revealed in me, it's a sign I can correct them and rise above them. But they are already prepared from the shattering of the general kli of Adam HaRishon, and so anything that comes from there to be corrected should elicit joy in us. But it all depends on the connection between us. If we're ready to grab hold of these broken vessels that appear, to connect them to us and to correct them. That's it. The Creator raises them for us. We just need to take them together in connection with Him, in a prayer to Him, so that He helps us grab them together in the center of the ten, and to elevate that broken vessel as man to Him. And so we receive the upper light for it, which corrects that part and shines within it, and then we have a spiritual degree.
Может быть, я только так вижу, но обычно, когда продвигаемся, мы не чувствуем угрозы, ответственности.
Maybe I only see things this way, but
все может закончиться миру и даже нам самим.
When we advance, we don't feel any fear towards the world, respect to the world. But on the other hand, if we don't connect, things can end up really badly for the world and for us. So the question is, can we develop a feeling of responsibility in the ten towards what we do?
We must feel that we are responsible over our advancement and the advancement of the world more and more, and that by this we elevate these broken vessels to the Creator for correction, so that He corrects them, and by that we bring Him contentment. So that's why all of our work is called the work of God, meaning that the Creator does the work. We only ask, we request, we support it. That's the work. Without that, nothing will happen. The broken vessels will only accumulate and accumulate without correction, and then it brings about disaster. And from that, we will also rise and be corrected, but not in the desirable way, not in a good way, a good style of it. Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Надеюсь, вопрос уместный. Наша десятка, как, возможно, и другие десятки, которые образовались за год,
like other tens that were formed in the time of the pandemic, we hardly had any physical connection ever. Some of us never met physically, but we have a very strong virtual connection. The question is, can we even be without any physical connection? or nevertheless, should we add, or?
It's not, not necessary, not mandatory. You can all be in contact, in connection, as you are, to the extent that you're being permitted to be connected. The whole world is now in isolation now also, and you can see why this is done. It's in order to help people gradually transition to a virtual form of connection, an emotional one instead of a physical one. So our world is gradually beginning to rise from the sensation of physical connection, which is also imaginary, by the way. It's not that it exists. It's just simulated in our sensations, as though we can grab each other. But we're rising to a more spiritual, more virtual sensation. This is on the way for everyone. We feel it in our groups also, that we're more and more in a virtual form of connection. And soon we won't even need to see each other. But in each and every one, there will be an image of the other, an emotional image. It's like with people who live together for a long time. They don't see each other. Each one contains an image of the other, of the partner. And so we will advance and come closer and closer to spiritual connection.
A question, maybe it's a general question, when there are states that Rav speaks about, like love covers all crimes, living in two states simultaneously, or that we can already, soon we'll be able to shift to a state where we'll be able to feel the friends internally, not, we won't have to see them physically. And I see that friends are having a difficult time with it. And for me, in these states, it seems evident, it's clear that we can hold on to two states. What does it mean? That I'm living in an illusion, or that my friends are having a difficult time with something, or that I advanced maybe? What does it mean?
Moshe, it means that you're not discussing it enough together. Discuss it, explain to each other what you all think. See how you can reach some equal grounds and understanding. Common grounds where you have understanding between you, and that you want to remain in that. And you need to mix together everything you cook together in the ten. We also have to mix it, because it's a single vessel where we all are included of each other, and that's, I guess, what is.
Дорогой Раф, вот есть у нас общее желание в десятке. И что значит, что мы в
Dear Rav, we have a mutual desire in the ten. What does it mean that we enter from that desire to such a relationship with the Creator?
If you wish to connect to the Creator from your desire and bestow to Him, and you begin to feel between you various states that you have to arrange together, and then you would feel how much you are together as one. Relative to that, you'll feel the Creator's attitude towards you from the one, and then you are all as one and He is as one. Then you'll feel in what way are you influencing one another. He wants you to receive, and you, together, all of you, do not wish to receive. But you are ready not to receive because you are overcoming the ego between you. And then accordingly, you don't want to receive. The Creator arranges the same pressure from Him according to how much you can overcome above the ego between you. It's not giving you any more than that. Then it turns out that you reject the reception of the light. You do not receive it. You prefer to remain in darkness, perhaps, disconnection from the Creator, as long as you're not opposite to Him, you're not the receivers. There's a continuation, which we're going to read about, and that's how what we need to do. Everything is made or built on the connection between the friends and the Creator.
Ну вот мы как бы сопротивляемся, чтобы Он нам дал. А что Он нам хочет дать?
We supposedly resist for Him to gift us. What does He want to give?
Лой де малагид лахэдзе.
I don't know what to tell you. He wants you to receive fulfillment, revelation, a nice, good state that you'd feel in your will to receive in that state. In that state, he also wants to separate you, so you have to hold yourself together even stronger in one desire. This is called as one man in one heart. And then out of that unified desire, when you unify all those individual desires, you wish to relate to Him from there. And He will relate to you. Specifically, He will try to weaken you, to fill you, and you resist it. You want to be against the fulfillment, against the pleasure that He's giving you, because you wish to be in contact with Him and not with the pleasure. And here you have all the scrutinies.
And the zivug de'aka, does it take place specifically that we want to be in connection with Him?
You wish to receive pleasure not from receiving from Him, but from being connected to Him and being able to give Him. That you wish to be the source of your pleasure. There's no problem with the pleasure. The problem is in which, what connection are you having it? You want to enjoy the similarity to the Creator, like the little child who wishes to resemble the grown-ups. The same with us. Above our ego, we wish to be connected in such a way that specifically using our ego correctly, we could resemble the Creator, can be.
Otei.
Dudi.
Number 5. The completion of the manifestation of the vessels is only through the second looking. The difference between the three kinds of coupling by striking has been explained. The first looking, though it is the root and the origin of all the lights and the vessels and the Paltzuf, still has no ability to actually manifest. The entire manifestation is only through the second looking, performed during the gradations of the refinement of the screen. This matter of refinement is performed through the striking and beating of the inner light and surrounding light on each other.
Specifically there, in the clashing between the upper light and the inner light, as the inner light strikes it, there we have a feeling of the difference between the Creator and the created being in bestowal to one another, not in the will to receive, and not specific, not just in the screen, but rather in this mutual bestowal, I to my beloved and my beloved to me. There, the
the reforming light that refines the coarseness in the Masach. In the 10, the impatience is felt. Everybody's like with a warm flame below him. Everything's bubbling. Me and Dudi today are the
start lowering your egos.
What should we do?
I just told you what to do. Repeat what I told you.
To lower our egos. How to break the routine.
The routine? I don't feel any routine. I am going through such states with you are truly special. They, each day, you don't want to be integrated in it. You don't want to become aware of it. You don't want to open your eyes to what you're going through. So, relative to you, it kind of barely moves relative to you, but I don't feel like we're going through it just like that, that nothing is happening. No, it all depends on your sensitivity. Well, how much you are being awakened.
There's the light that reforms, that constantly works, and there's the light that we constantly resist and miss it, and we don't draw it, but we do want to draw it even more.
You don't want it. If you wanted it, you would have drawn it, you would have done it, you'd awakened yourself through the friends. What are you telling me here? You're crying for nothing.
No, you just threw a bomb in here. You say that you give every day and we don't want to receive from you.
Yeah, I said it more than once. You don't know my work. You specifically, of all people, you write all those things. You're in the writers' meetings and... But you can see how much you're receiving, and you need to extend it further between you and the ten, and relative to the general world.
Yeah, but you say that there's something that it's clear that we see as much as you're giving, way beyond, but we're not taking it. I don't know. There's some work clogged on our behalf.
True, because there's not enough connection between you. You're not awakening one another. You're not aware of what you're going through. I don't have any more to say. What the mind doesn't do, the time will do.
You said that we're starting to get closer to the Congress and we shouldn't let go and try during the day to do one more exercises. What exercises in the 27 days we're left with should we do in order to come as you see us in that state?
Only in the connection between us, inside the ten and between the tens. Make it into ones, two, for everything to cook in one pot over one fire and mix one with the other, all of us together, and each will help his friend. I don't have the words, truly. I see that from the heavens, they give us everything, but what can I do? I can't do the work for you.
Okay, yeah, Dudi.
How to feel this feeling of shame, distance, and permanence, this opposite state?
Towards the friends. Instead of towards the Creator, you have the friends. There's no other way but to build a relation between us and the Ten that resembles the relations between us and the Creator, between each and every one.
I feel certain dependence, say, towards the friends.
That's good. Do you see the group as being whole, and then its internality is the Creator?
How can the connection become connection with the Creator?
The essence of the connection itself brings you to the internality of the Ten, which is the Creator. That is the Creator Himself.
What does it mean, this is the Creator Himself?
The force and the connection between us, the essence that is there, that is the Creator. We have no other Creator and we will never have. It's not that we feel the internality. The internality of the Ten, but Not that we lift above it, but in the internality of the ten, we discover its source, which is the Creator. But He is there. I dwell amongst my people.
And there's good connection, a good, beautiful connection between the friends. What does it mean to now feel the Creator in it? What is that?
The essence of the connection.
What does it mean to feel what?
The internality of the connection. Love. Connection, the essence of the connection. Why is it? Where is it from? How does it work on us? How does it activate us? The main thing is in our devotion to the center of the group. That is where we discover that this force is the upper spiritual force and that we want to adhere to it and be immersed in it, and we want it to conduct us with any reason or mind. Hebrew 10.
I would like to continue, Dudi. You said also in the beginning of the lesson that if we wish to advance quickly, we have to calculate everything relative to connection and disconnection in the ten and as internally as possible. What does it mean to feel the friends internally?
That I don't feel them. I feel their feelings, their forces, their tendencies. That's what I feel. I don't have a physical image of a friend. I feel his inner essence as much as he has a desire. And this desire is drawn to the connection between us in order to discover the inner essence of the connection between us, between the shattered vessels, between the different desires that above that we connect. And then between the minus and plus between us, we discover a new essence called the Creator. Come and see. Only in such a way.
PT 24. This greatness of the Creator is what we'll have to reach and pass to humanity?
Yes, first we need to build Him. You have made me. Don't wait for it to be there on its own. But you need to build Him in the center of the connection between you. And what you will build, that is called come and see, Bo'u'e, Creator. It's not that you just get it already and prepared. You make Him. That form doesn't exist. Only if we sculpt it.
And humanity can reach this form on its own? Only when we bring them?
Yes, they will come close to us as much as they can. That's called that they'll be ready to support us in our work. That's called that they take us on their shoulders with their coarseness, that is as the achap, below our chagat, and in this way, we together can connect to the Creator. He is the Rosh, and we are chagat, and humanity is Nehi.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что в нашем общем желании мы начинаем раскрывать любовь.
Yeah, Raf, you said that in our common desire we begin to reveal or discover love, and there we find the essence of the Creator. What are those relationships between us? What is the common desire between us that is the essence of the Creator? What are the relationships we build?
I don't know. The connection between us has to be such that supposedly each one of us puts himself as the Creator towards the others. And then we connect the parts of the Creator between us. What does it mean that we're shattered? That in our shattering, we see the Creator shattered.
Ну и когда мы его собираем вместе, вот эти части, товарищи соединяем вместе.
We assemble, build him, collect these pieces of the friends.
Да, но вы сказали,
Дуди, что помимо
вот этого общего объединения, которое
yeah, but you told Dudi that other than that common connection we build, there's another essence called the Creator.
Yes, the source of creation, the beginning and end of creation.
Так вопрос в том, что за тип отношений мы начинаем выстраивать из общего.
So the question is, what kind of relationships we need to build in this, in our common connected desires for that essence to be there internally?
That we all want to integrate in this concept called Creator.
А что это за понятие?
So what is that concept?
We have to reach it. That's why it's called Creator. Boe, come and see.
What
we learned in this striking, this coupling is what is built between us and common desire and this essence.
Oh, we can't do it for now. This essence is concealed, but from searching for him.
כמו שכתוב בשיר השירים.
As it's written in the Song of Songs, I have searched for you in the nights, my beloved.
Ну, те действия духовные, которые каббалисты описывают нам в тест, в частности, это вот между общим желанием.
Those spiritual actions Kabbalists describe among other places in test. This is the common desire to the Creator.
Come and see. Moscow 6.
Раб, скажите, а какая разница между тем Творцом, которого мы раскрываем, между нами, и делаем его?
Tell us, please, what's the difference between the Creator we reveal between us, the one we make, and the Creator we should turn to in order to connect?
We can build these images, these forms, these qualities in each and everything, in each and every moment. Gradually, by our work, the form of the Creator receives a clearer form, as the Rosh of our Partsuf. As much as we connect to the Guf, we can stabilize the Rosh from below upward. And that's called from your deeds, that we do our deeds, in building from ourselves the connection, the toch of the patsuf. From your deeds, we will know you. That by this, we start knowing him, his actions in us. And as much as we become the conduit between him and humanity, so we also start knowing him more and more. Because we are working towards humanity, the Creator's desire to correct the vessels of the Achap, because we are on the vessels of Galgalta and Naim. We are from the vessels of Binah. That's why it's called Israel, Yashar Kel. And he broke us only to have a connection in connecting ourselves and connecting to the Achap. And if not for that, we wouldn't be in such vessels. We wouldn't even exist. That's why we need to try and correct ourselves in order to correct the Achap. We'll speak about that more after the Congress. And all of our exiting to the general world to explain for what, why, how, and to learn how to do it, it's all has to be aimed towards the Achap, that we're in the last generation. That's that final part of the Sof, the end of the Patsuf. That Achap is what we need to correct. That is our work.
Zil.
Focus group. Let's give them some respect.
Hello, questions from friends. 10 from Petach Tikva. About the center of the tent. What is the center of the tent? We can't establish that concept between us. How to approach it?
Engage in it during the day. As much as possible, more and more, locate it, speak about it between you. And then you'll see that gradually this concept is stabilizing. Then it'll shatter again, but it'll already be stabilized in a different way. So try and determine what could be the center of the ten, the center of the connection between us, which is where we need to prepare the vessel for revealing the Creator, and so on.
Вопросы десятки. Как правильно
сформировать How to correctly phrase the common mind of the ten?
Speak about it as much as you can, that you'll understand the purpose of creation, all the corrections you have, and then it'll be revealed in such a way. The group has to understand what it exists for, and that this goal that it exists for has to be before it all the